Welcome to part two in the interview with Patrick Ramey, Vice President of Real Estate with Edgewood Companies, where host Michelle Sweeney talks with him about the Edgewood Tahoe Lodge project.
So there are a couple of things you mentioned just now that I'd like to know more about. One of them is you mentioned new science, and you talked about how the implications of that for Edgewood Companies from a planning perspective. Can you just tell us a little bit more about where the impetus that new science gave to your planning, your thinking, and your planning for this project?
Sure. The science, I think, recently has told us that it's first the fine particles that are contributing to Lake Tahoe's clarity or loss of clarity. And the engineers tell us that those are particles smaller than 16 microns. And I'm not exactly sure what a micron is, but I know it's really, really small. And those particles don't ever fall out or take forever to fall out. They stay suspended in the water, those fine particles, and that's what's clouding the lake and contributing to a loss in lake clarity. And at Edgewood, the lake is very important to Edgewood, and it's part of our really corporate culture and corporate mission statement to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, and finding ways to contribute, do our contribution to improving lake clarity. And the other thing that the science has told us and most recently is not only it's the fine sediment, and that fine sediment comes mostly from the existing urban areas, the existing developed areas. And I think the figure that they quote is that 72% of the fine sediment that comes from the lake comes from 2% of the land area in Lake Tahoe, and that's the urbanized areas, the areas that have urban development. And so at Edgewood, we receive runoff from those urban areas, and we have the opportunity to capture and uptake those fine sediments. And one way, there's really two ways we're treating that in the golf course. One way we've talked about is the introduction of wetland areas where there's shallow, wide, slow-moving water that allows plant-to-water contact and uptaking those fine sediments. And then the other is for our built areas where we're putting a hotel, where we'll actually do infiltration basins where we send our stormwater to small basins spread out around the property where the water can infiltrate and filter through the ground. And then also mechanical filtration where we have stormwater filters that will filter out that fine sediment before it goes into the surface water. So I think those two areas where we have opportunity at Edgewood because we have the room to do it and treat that fine sediment. And so that's something that when the golf course was built and other properties in the immediate area were built originally, that science wasn't known. That we didn't know what those were the issues that we needed to be most focused on. So we have an opportunity now to really add to what we've already done and add to what other properties have already done by improving that fine sediment uptake.
So the other aspect of what you just discussed that I'd like to hear understand better is operations and maintenance. I mean, you just talked about the State Line Stormwater Association and the role that it plays in treating the sediment that comes off of a significant swath of the state line in urban area. My understanding from your presentation at, again, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency is that State Line Stormwater Association infrastructure already captures and keeps from getting to the lake about 400,000, is it pounds, of sediment annually?
Annually.
Do I have that number right?
Actually, that's what we are able to capture on the golf course, just on the golf course piece. So what State Line Stormwater Association does is, in addition to that 400,000 pounds we capture on the golf course. So that's just looking at what we are able to capture through Edgewood Creek and the State Line Stormwater Association within the fence of the golf course.
Okay. Is there a number for what the association captures total?
I don't know that number off the top of my head, but
okay.
I would like to know that number. That's a great question. I would like to understand that better. But they do a great job at the State Line Stormwater Association filtering out you know, they have the oil and grease separators from the cars and filtering out a lot of coarse sediment and some fine sediment. And what we found, our engineers found from looking at that system, is the thing we can add to it, which is the, you know, increased uptake of the fine sediment after it comes onto the golf course. But just Edgewood Creek and the State Line Stormwater Association alone, the combination of those two pieces on the golf course currently captures on average 400,000 pounds a year.
So 400,000 pounds is a lot of sediment. It can't just keep accumulating, or you would end up with hills instead of ponds.
Right.
So there's apparently some system in place for the operations and maintenance of that system. And my understanding is that the proposed project, the new golf course management and property management, looks to essentially up the ante on that operations and maintenance. What's going on there?
Well, what we've done is we've looked at, and actually Edgewood proposed a plan and to not only maintain the improvements, but also monitor their effectiveness and provide some adaptive management should we need to make changes going forward. So as part of the project, we prepared a monitoring, inspection, and operations plan. And I think the maintenance goes in the operations portion of that. And that's really important, because a lot of improvements that are geared towards water quality or other threshold improvements, they get built, but is there somebody there to maintain them? Because they won't continue their effectiveness if they're not maintained and maintained properly. So we prepared a plan and submitted that with our project, and that was voluntary. But now that it's part of our project and gets approved as part of our permit, it will become mandatory. And so we looked at each element of our threshold improvement projects, which include water quality and soils and vegetation and wildlife habitat, and looked at what do we need to do to continue to maintain those improvements that we build and those improvements we make. So we established monitoring points for groundwater and surface water, and reporting procedures for those, and monitoring for the pond depths, for the wetland plants, and how they need to be maintained, how fish passage needs, how that area needs to be maintained to continue to allow fish passage from Lake Tahoe up into Edgewood Creek, how the aquatic invasive species need to be managed. So every element of these threshold improvement projects, looking at how they should be monitored and inspected, and then how they should be maintained. And now that becomes mandatory and a requirement that we've, you know, really kind of self-imposed by making it part of our permit. And I think that's important for the long term. And I think Edgewood wants to be part of that solution long term, as opposed to a project that might get built, but then there's no funds to maintain it. We have an existing operation, an existing golf course that's been in operation for, I guess, well over 40 years. So there's an opportunity here to leverage off of that existing operations and have a maintenance requirement that's new and different than what's been there in the past. In the past, it's been really maintenance has been focused on a fertilizer management plan. And even there, we've upped our ante, so to speak, on our fertilizer management plan by removing 24 acres of the golf course out from fertilization, by increasing our setbacks and buffers to our ponds and wetland areas. And that is also part of our permit and our plan submittal that will become a requirement, kind of self-imposed requirement through our permitting process to continue that improved and enhanced fertilizer management plan. So it all comes together as part of this maintenance plan that we are proposing for the Lodge project and will become a requirement once we're approved.
This is the end of part two of the Tahoe Project interview with Patrick Ramey. Listen to part three at tahoeproject.org.